The good news is we've actually seen an increase this year in the first preferences that families have been able to secure, and indeed in terms of the number of preferences overall. So the number of those for whom there will be, and unfortunately there will be some, who get the bad news that they've not secured any of their choices and are so-called allocated a place, is a much smaller group than in the past. It's down by a third on last year. So for anyone who's not satisfied with what they've got, I think the key message is this is the start of the process, not the end of it. So there is now a whole process by which you can make your decision about accepting or refusing the offer. And if you do accept the offer, that doesn't preclude pursuing other options. To put in appeals, if you wish to, which you have to do by the 13th of April. And you also to return any waiting list forms if you want to go on a waiting list, which you have to do over the next couple of weeks by the 17th of March. So there's then a whole process of appeals and of waiting lists and reallocation of places, which will in many cases deliver additional results for families in terms of getting the school that they want.